In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Birds of Empire is presented by HelloFresh. Use code BIRDSFREE for free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/BIRDSFREE. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only.
Q Code presents Birds of Empire Season 2, created by Jason Liu.
What they found was astounding to many in the Stone Council, but most of all to him. He walked along the cold halls of the palace feeling like the air was sticking to his robes. It made him slap his hands to the back of his neck, hold it there. A nursemaid smiled, wondering if he was feeling well. She was thrown by the shape his body made. Elbow jutting, light shooting through the negative space. He was not well. He had to go back. I shouldn't go back, he thought, and then did. What they found was troubling to many in the Stone Council, but not to him. He thought endlessly of the discovery. He thought endlessly of how they came upon it, knotted in the weeds, silent as silk. What they found was now in the deepest reaches of the Stonekeep, shunted away to the dark corners reserved for demons and traitors. Yet, at all hours of the day, he could think of nothing else. A tugging, an echo bouncing off the walls of his skull and the walls of his chamber. What they found would have moved his father to sit deeply in thought, but his father was lying near death on a healing slab, body draped in ivy, vines for the poison, an ancient remedy, an impotent gesture. Bram's surgeons were no healers, they were butchers. You never wanted to enter their halls for fear of it being the last place you would see. Instead, nobles made long trips to Green Palm when taken ill, traded quartz, exotic seeds, wool, stolen salt for elixirs and their strange healing magic. What they found was of great interest to the surgeons, but he kept them away, for what they found was not meant for the appetites of the blade or the whetstone. What they found was languishing. He visited each day and noticed the transformation both within the cell and within himself. When a child, he was jealous of the way Barlin could imagine things with such rich color, details that made him feel he'd traveled to that place, been to that land, stood on the banks of that river. Perhaps it will come with age, Lore thought, as he listened to his brother spin tales of whole cloth from the air. But it did not come. When he would sit to think of things that were not, nothing would come. Until now. What they found was not who she was, and that, more than anything, was what made her scream each day that she was kept in this dark place. Her hair, shaved on one side as her people did to mark their warriors, was beginning to grow back. She needed a blade. She needed a friend. She had neither. She had nothing. What they found when they asked her questions were answers they did not prepare for. The young man with embers for eyes would sit quietly as they would press the iron, press the blade, press her skull for its contents, her mouth for its words. But she would give them nothing. "Send me to the wind whirl, you fucking pigs." They didn't believe in anything, though, and their faces reflected that sad fact. Rams made pretty corpses because they believed nothing awaited them on the other side. She laughed, and they cut her face for it, which made her laugh more. She couldn't believe how weak they were, as if she could see into their spines a crook, a notch that flashed like a torch, telling the world they had no courage. "Cowards," she said, and spit blood into the young one's mouth. He'd approach to do something, try to stop them maybe. Weak, like the others, she thought, until he leaned in and told her, "Do it again." She felt her eyes drying at the backs and a hunger wash over her longing. She did it again. He never looked away. What they found was each other. And the world would long weep for the day that they did.
Birds of Empire stars Gwendolyn Briley Strand as The Keeper. Written and directed by Jason Liu. Executive produced by Jason Liu, Rob Herding, David Henning, and Shen Yin Hu. Producers Lawrence Zanelli and Nick Shanks. Edited and mixed by Will Tendy. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Music editor Will Tendy. Supervising sound effects editor and sound designer Randy Torres. Audio engineering by Ben Milchev. Audio engineering by Sarah Ma. Assistant engineer Alex Chuck. Casting director Chrissy Fiorelli. Script supervisor JC Hines. Production legal Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting Pin Chen Liu. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Birds of Empire is a Q Code production. Sound recording copyright 2024 by Q Code Media Inc.
Birds of Empire is presented by HelloFresh. Use code BIRDSFREE for free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/BIRDSFREE. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.